Again, this week, the Bookmobile, or Books on the Bus, will be continuing its summer schedule of visiting various sites in Garden City. Now, that goes Monday through Thursday. It'll be visiting weekly through the rest of June, which is actually this month, and then through July. Now, next week, it will be off and taking a break, and then it'll pick back up on July 12th. But again, this week, if you want to go out and get a book at the Bookmobile, it would be great. The goal of the Bookmobile is to enhance the quality of the libraries at kids' homes. Also keeps that learning loss to a minimum level during the summertime while keeping everyone reading. The Summer Meals program will continue as well this week for free nutritious meals at various locations throughout the community. The meals are free for anyone age 18 years of age and younger. Now, while the meals are free for those that are 18 and younger, you can buy a meal if you're an adult for $4 and have lunch with your kids. Just want to mention that you could look for the big yellow flags around the locations of the community for the curbside service. For more information about the locations and times of each of the locations, you can go to the district website. Also coming up on Saturday, the cross-country team will be selling baked good items at the farmer's market that is located at the movie theater parking lot. The cross-country runners will be raising funds for their after-meet meals during the 2021 fall cross-country season. So thank you for your support, and you come out and purchase some delicious baked goods from the cross-country team. Coming up on Monday, July 5th, the offices and facilities at Garden City Public Schools will be closed as part of the observance of the Independence Day holiday. The school district will resume regular business hours on Tuesday, July 6th. Talking about the Independence Day, just want to mention that it is prohibited to have and ignite any fireworks on school district property. If you plan to celebrate the Independence Day holiday by setting off fireworks, know the dangers and take every safety precaution. Also know the ordinances of the city or community county that you're firing the fireworks off in. Last week, the Board of Education held a short meeting. As part of that meeting, the board voted to ratify the negotiated agreement between the Garden City Educators Association and the school district for the 2021-2022 school year. With the approved agreement comes the update of the 2021-2022 school calendar. The update is a change from a parent-teacher release day on Friday, February 25th, to a parent-teacher conference day, and that's the only change on the calendar. So kids still have off that day. It's just changing it to a parent-teacher conference day instead of a release day.
Okay.
And that was part of the negotiated agreement that was ratified at the board during that meeting. The first day of school for this year, as it's getting closer and closer, will be August 9th. That'll be a half day session, a morning session, and that will be for elementary students, 5th, 7th, 9th, and 10th grade students, as well as students that are new to the school district. The first full day of school will be August 10th. And talking about the beginning of school, there are several community agencies that are collaborating for an event called Stuff the Bus. The agencies are working together to collect backpacks and school supplies, and the Stuff the Bus event will take place on Saturday, July 10th and Sunday, July 11th from 9 to 3 each day. The group will be collecting donations in school buses that will be stationed at the parking lots of Dillon's East, Dillon's West, Target, Walmart, the Walmart Neighborhood Market, as well as the Dollar General in Holcomb. And they'll be collecting supplies to stuff over 1,500 backpacks for those that need them, those supplies to get the school year started off in a right direction. And we've had great success in the past, and we thank the community for helping with this great project to help our students get prepared and be ready for the start of the school year. Now, the distribution of the filled backpacks will take place on Wednesday, July 28th, and that'll be from 9 until 4 o'clock and that will be held at Garfield Early Childhood Center. For this and more information about what's taking place in the school district, you can go to the school district website by going to www.gckschools.com.